From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Auto manufacturers are rushing to answer demand in China. Passenger car sales in China rose 82% in the first 6 months of this year, after increasing 60% last year. When Beijing entered the World Trade Organization, it agreed to open up its auto market. Now foreign manufacturers are investing in factories to supply a seemingly endless number of consumers, China's emerging middle class. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Beijing.
It's a hot September morning at Beijing's Auto Trade Center, a sprawling lot full of shiny cars and pushy salesmen just inside Beijing's Fourth Ring Road. The place is crowded, even on a weekday. In one of the many showrooms, an expensive, shiny, new French sedan is oozing Chinese pop music, enticing customers to touch, sit, and maybe even buy. In a showroom just next door, 42-year-old Liang Yueping has her sights set on something a little more modest, a Chinese-made car costing about $11,000. The petite businesswoman, dressed in a tight-fitting shirt and black slacks, is clearly torn between pride at buying her first car and slight embarrassment that it's not a top imported model. The pride seems to be winning out.
10 years ago, I would never have thought I could own my very own car. No one could afford to buy one then. But now, it's very normal to own one.
In this one upwardly mobile customer, it seems as though many of the trends of the last decade in China's cities have converged. She lost out on an education in the Maoist years, then spent 16 years working in a state-run factory. But in 1993, she quit her job and went into business as China began to boom. In the late 90s, she started a company selling cell phones. By last year, she was taking home a salary of $25,000, a tidy income even in boomtown Beijing. And now she's moved into buying and selling real estate. She's buying the car with a loan from the bank and paying it back over 5 years. Purchasing a car is a symbol to herself and no doubt to her friends and neighbors that she's arrived in China's rapidly growing middle class.
It's so convenient for work and for travel. My aunt bought a car 2 months ago, and most of my friends now have one as well.
Modern China is a country of superlatives, the world's fastest growing economy, the nation that attracts the most foreign investment. The list goes on. But it's hard sometimes to reflect to the outside world the magnitude of the changes going on here. The automobile market provides a good prism through which to see it. In a single year, last year, China leapfrogged the UK, France and Italy to become the fourth largest auto market in the world, after the US, Japan and Germany. Michael Dunn of consultants Auto Resources Asia says for car makers in a depressed Western market, you have to be in China.
It's absolutely the promised land, and every manufacturer is committing to billion-dollar investments. Every major manufacturer, just this week, Daimler Chrysler announced a billion-euro investment, joining others including Toyota, GM, Ford, Honda, Volkswagen. Here you've got growth and very high profits, because buyers are willing to pay top dollar for top products.
From the heart of the modern Middle Kingdom, this is CRI Easy FM.
Flick through the dials on your car radio these days and you'll find all sorts of stations in Chinese and in English. And you'll probably listen to a lot of them when you're stuck in traffic jams like this one, which have suddenly become horrendous in Beijing. But if the traffic all gets too much for you, you can always pull into Beijing's new drive-in Kentucky Fried Chicken, just around the corner from here.
Hey, 你好。有没有那小鸡块呢?
烧小鸡块是吗?
对。So they got spicy chicken. 来一个, and let's have a milkshake, maybe. 有奶昔吗?
没有可乐.
送你一把。谢谢你。谢谢。
So that's it, we've placed our order, and now we just drive round the corner. There's the pickup window, and I think she's about to hand me my lunch.
两个辣汉堡套餐加一盒鸡块。好的,谢谢你。Well, that's it. That was quick.
Fast food aside, the growth in cars is causing plenty of problems. In Shanghai, the local government has limited the number of new cars that can take to the roads, issuing only about 2,000 new license plates each month. The Beijing government has no such limits and issues roughly 2,000 every day. Michael Dunn of ARA says the flip side of this growth is rapidly becoming clear.
On the Chinese side, the government, central government, is highly concerned about the environment. There will be some 300,000 new cars on the streets of Beijing alone this year. The government has got one eye on how do we sustain this development of the car market and industry, and on the other hand, keep our air clean. The two don't seem compatible.
And they're probably not. China already has some of the most polluted cities in the world. And with cars still seen as an important symbol of modernity, that doesn't look like improving anytime soon. Lower tariffs, more competition, and rising salaries seem likely to keep car sales buoyant for some years to come. Though some analysts have already warned that the 15 to 20% annual growth rate being predicted by many may not be sustainable. Beijing's new car drivers aren't thinking much about statistics, though, or air pollution, or even the traffic that now clogs the roads. At the city's first drive-in movie theater, you can see why. 31-year-old Ho Jin-hai is here with his girlfriend for the first time, and he's acting like a teenager who just got his license. It's fresh, it's new, and having a car makes it so convenient, he says. And as the credits roll on the Steven Seagal movie they've been watching, he and all the other yuppies in the parking lot turned makeshift movie theater fire their ignition, head for the exit, and push out to do battle on the crowded streets of the capital. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.